This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
You are always looking for that next real breakthrough, aren't you? Like that one piece of insight that cuts through all the noise and actually changes the way you operate.
Right, because nobody has time for fluff anymore.
Exactly. Which is why we really need to talk about a very specific, incredibly frustrating scenario that, let's be honest, you have likely faced. Yeah. Picture this, right? You have a highly qualified prospect on your website. They are like the perfect fit for your service.
Yep, the dream client.
Yeah. They've spent 10 minutes reading your case studies. They navigate to your contact page. They are hovering right over that final book a consultation button. And then they just vanish.
Oof. Gone.
Gone. They leave the tab open. They tell themselves, oh, I'll circle back on Monday. And you literally never hear from them again. So naturally, you try to fix it, right? You add a countdown timer or maybe a limited slots available banner.
Because that's what all the marketing gurus tell you to do.
Right. But instead of those things pushing the prospect to buy, your conversion rate actually drops. Why does introducing urgency make your best clients sprint in the opposite direction?
It is it's the ultimate digital paradox right now. You do all the heavy lifting to build awareness, you capture their interest, and then the momentum just evaporates at the finish line because the exact mechanism you're using to close the deal actually repels them.
We are going to solve that bottleneck today. We're pulling from a fascinating deep dive source today. It's an article titled Website Design Optimization. Use Urgency Honestly by Sunny Day from the Double Dome Digital Marketing Agency.
It's a really solid piece.
It is. And there's a line in here that completely nails this modern frustration. The author writes, let me find it here. Attribution can sometimes feel like a marketing game of Clue. Everyone has a theory, nobody's completely sure, and somehow Google Ads is always in the room.
I love that quote. I mean, it captures the corporate reality of 2026 perfectly. When business leaders see that hesitation at the finish line, the reflex is just to shock the system, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to jolt them into acting.
Exactly. They want to create scarcity to force an action.
Mm-hmm.
But the fundamental nature of a high-value B2B buyer has evolved. I mean, if you are selling a premium enterprise service, your prospect can spot a fake countdown clock or some manufactured flash sale in a fraction of a second.
Oh, absolutely. They see the strings pulling the puppet. Like if I'm an executive looking to hire a specialized consulting firm and I see this big red ticking clock telling me I only have 20 minutes to secure a partnership, I don't feel a sense of urgency. I feel like I'm being manipulated.
Right. You assume the company thinks you're foolish.
Exactly. I assume they think I'm an idiot.
And the moment a prospect feels manipulated like that, trust is completely shattered. In the current ecosystem, those old school conversion rate gimmicks, they don't just fall flat. They actively erode your brand's credibility.
It does permanent damage.
It really does. We have to completely discard the whole idea of tricking a buyer into momentum.
Which brings us to the core mission for this deep dive. How do we take those manipulative, low-value scarcity gimmicks and replace them with authentic, operational realities? We have to respect the audience while still putting enough pressure on the situation to make high-intent decision-makers actually act.
Right, finding that balance.
But before we get to the solution, I really want to explore why this shift happened so suddenly. The goalposts for website optimization haven't just moved. They are on a different planet now.
Well, the entire architecture of how people find information has completely changed. I mean, traditional web search behavior is dying.
Yeah.
We used to type a query, get 10 blue links, click 3 of them, and just browse around now. Conversational AI engines like ChatGPT and Gemini are intercepting that whole process.
Right. They just give you the answer.
Exactly. They're answering the user's question natively right inside the chat interface. So by the time someone actually clicks a link to visit your website,
yeah,
they're already highly informed. They're looking for something the AI couldn't provide.
Okay, let's unpack this, because it's like trying to trap someone. Relying on a fake countdown timer in this environment is like a desperate car salesperson secretly locking the showroom doors so you can't leave.
That is a terrifying image, but yeah, it's accurate.
Right. The customer isn't going to suddenly decide to buy the call because they're trapped. They are going to pull out their phone and call for help.
Exactly.
But if the top of the funnel is being completely intercepted by AI and these native engines are just handing out the answers, are we just dead in the water? Like, how does taking an honest approach to urgency actually win back our pipeline if the AI is already doing all the talking?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's because the AI is providing the baseline information, sure. but it cannot provide the actual operational execution.
Okay.
To be the preferred answer when a premium client decides they need real intervention, you have to stop chasing raw, top-of-funnel clicks. You have to pivot to owning the pipeline.
Right, which means moving beyond just surface-level traffic?
Exactly. High-yield conversion relies on structured design that leverages undeniable business truths. The AI engines are scanning the web for authoritative, factual reality, and human executives are doing the exact same thing.
So it's about facts, not tricks.
Yes. You win by communicating structural, undeniable realities that prompt action, completely stripping away the cheap marketing veneer.
Undeniable business truths. Okay, let's translate that from theory into the actual copy sitting on a website. The source breaks these truths down into three objective frameworks for honest urgency. The first pillar is what it calls true capacity constraints.
Right, this is crucial.
The text suggests that instead of a fake timer, you communicate your finite internal resources. The example they give is something like, to maintain our technical delivery standards, our optimization teams accept a maximum of 3 new corporate clients per quarter.
Yes, it is entirely about communicating the literal limits of your organization's bandwidth. If you are delivering a premium service, your resources are, by definition, not unlimited.
Okay, I'm going to push back hard on this one.
Let's hear it.
If I go to a landing page right now and read, "We only accept 3 clients per quarter," I am going to roll my eyes. That sounds exactly like the artificial scarcity we're supposed to be running away from.
I can see why you'd think that.
I mean, every scammy webinar on the internet claims they only have 5 spots left. How is this any different? How do you make a sophisticated buyer actually believe that your threshold is an operational reality and not just a clever psychological script?
That's a very fair point.
Yeah.
You prove it by explaining the mechanism behind the constraint. It fails when you just state a number out of nowhere.
Right. Context matters.
It succeeds when you show your math and anchor the claim in the quality of delivery. For example, if you run a premium development agency, you literally cannot onboard 50 major accounts in 1 month without your delivery completely collapsing.
Because you only have so many senior developers on staff, obviously.
Exactly. You frame the limitation explicitly around the necessity of maintaining your strict technical standards.
Oh, I see.
You say something like, "Our implementation process requires 400 hours of senior developer time over the first month. Because we do not outsource, we cap our intake at 3 partners to ensure 0 degradation in quality."
Wow. Okay. That is vastly different than just saying 3 spots left.
Exactly.
Yeah.
High-value B2B buyers deal with resource allocation every single day. They understand operational bottlenecks. So when you say you limit intake to protect the quality of their project, that creates incredibly powerful, honest scarcity.
Right. They want the premium treatment, and they respect the boundary you set to protect it. Okay, you're making the constraint a feature of the premium service, not a penalty. You're showing the math.
Right.
But let's play devil's advocate. Let's say you convince them you literally don't have the space. What if the prospect just says, "Well, that's fine. We aren't in a rush anyway. We'll just wait for next quarter slot." You still have a stalled pipeline. How do you push them to take the slot right now?
And that is exactly where the second pillar comes in. Time-sensitive outcomes. You have to link the date they engage with you directly to their expected return on investment timeline.
Okay, so tying it to their calendar.
Right. Every B2B decision is tied to a corporate calendar quarterly goals, board meetings, seasonal buying cycles. You align your conversion targets with their internal deadlines.
The source gives a really great example regarding search engine optimization. Instead of saying, "Buy our SEO package now before this discount expires," you lean into the mechanics of the technology itself.
Yes, that's the key.
You say, "Search networks and large language models take roughly 90 days to crawl, index, and trust structural updates. Therefore, companies that start their footprint in July will claim the rankings just before the high volume autumn buying peak."
You are shifting the pressure entirely away from a sales tactic and placing it squarely on an environmental reality. The urgency is dictated by the technology itself, not by a salesperson trying to hit a quota.
Basically saying, the machine takes 90 days to work. If you want the revenue in October, you have to sign the contract in July. It is bulletproof.
It is.
But, you know, not every service has a strict 90-day technical requirement. What about projects that theoretically could be done at any time? Prospects love to treat procrastination as a safe, risk-free default state.
They do, and that brings us to the third pillar, cost of delay framing.
Okay, cost of delay.
Right. Because procrastination is never financially neutral in the digital landscape.
Yeah.
Standing still actually means you are actively moving backward. Cost of delay framing outlines the active financial erosion that happens while they wait.
Again, I have to ask how we phrase this so it doesn't sound like a threat. Like, how do you tell a prospect they are bleeding cash without sounding like an aggressive, sleazy salesperson?
It's a fine line. You have to focus on market share and mathematical realities. The text uses a brilliant example for this.
Oh, yeah, the market share one.
Right. It says, every month your digital pipeline remains unoptimized is another 30-day window where high premium corporate leads are systematically routed directly to your closest competitors.
Wow. You force the leadership team to confront the literal cost of their inaction.
Exactly. It completely reframes the internal meeting. They aren't sitting around the boardroom asking, should we spend $50,000 on this optimization?
Right. The conversation shifts to, how much market share are we actively handing over to our competitors every single month we delay this?
It is a profound psychological shift, but again, it is rooted entirely in operational truth. That is how internet market share functions. If you aren't capturing the intent, someone else is.
All right, so we have fundamentally overhauled the messaging. We have true capacity constraints, time-sensitive outcomes, and cost of delay framing. We are speaking undeniable truths.
Yes.
But words on a page are completely useless if the container holding them is broken. So let's move from what you were saying to how the website is physically built, because the source material dives really deep into the architecture of trust.
It does. The author outlines a trust and momentum matrix that contrasts low-value scarcity with authentic scarcity on a structural level. We really need to look at how a site handles pacing and targeting.
Okay, let's start with pacing.
For pacing, the low-value approach is that hard-coded countdown clock we talked about.
Yeah.
You know, the one that magically resets to 24 hours if you clear your cache or refresh the browser.
It is so insulting. You hit refresh, and suddenly the once-in-a-lifetime sale has another whole day left.
It is a permanent brand stain. The Authentic Standard replaces that nonsense with milestone calendars mapped to real quarterly cycles, just like we discussed with the 90-day crawl times.
Right. And for targeting.
For targeting, you stop mass-producing thin, generic promotional pages that are just designed for impulsive clicks. Instead, you structure the site to speak exclusively to buyers, ready to solve concrete, complex operational problems.
This is where so many businesses fail structurally, even if their copy is brilliant. The source has this incredible quote. I just have to read it. Many websites collect leads the way a bucket collects water after someone forgot to put the bottom in.
It's so true.
It's perfect. So let's fix the bottom of the bucket. How does this structural philosophy apply to the physical layout, especially on modern mobile devices where screen real estate is just so tiny?
Well, the physical design must guide users to high-value interaction nodes instantly. There can be zero friction. The text is very strict on this. You must audit your landing pages and ensure your core case studies, your methodology metrics, and your direct communication points are positioned entirely above the natural fold line on mobile viewports.
Meaning before they ever even swipe their thumb.
Exactly.
The second the page loads, the undeniable proof and the mechanism to actually contact you must be staring them right in the face. Why is scrolling such a huge deal breaker?
Because if a motivated enterprise executive has to hunt through generic columns of text, or worse, navigate some clunky hamburger menu just to find your consultation form, they will just bounce.
They're gone.
And a bounce isn't just a lost lead. It triggers a massive algorithmic consequence known as a failure of information gain.
Okay, let's unpack information gain because that sounds critical. What exactly is a large language model seeing when someone bounces from a site like that?
An AI recommendation bot basically evaluates your site based on how effectively it resolves a user's query. If a user lands on your page and leaves 2 seconds later because your contact info was buried at the bottom,
yeah,
the AI notes that the user gained no information from the session. The session was a failure. If that pattern repeats, the AI concludes your page lacks structural value.
So by hiding your most important elements below the fold, you are literally training the AI to ignore you.
Exactly. It stopped recommending you natively in its chat interfaces because it thinks your page is useless completely, regardless of how good the hidden copy might be.
That is the danger of bad architecture right there.
Right.
A flawless layout and honest copy are just mandatory.
Absolutely mandatory.
But, you know, even if we fix the copy and the architecture, we still need to track the results. We need to feed the right data back into these AI engines to prove we are actually closing deals.
Right. The data loop.
Yeah. Let's transition into the invisible back-end mechanics required to survive in 2026. The source material talks about ditching agency fluff for absolute data integrity.
Building a modern web ecosystem requires deep technical precision. We are moving away from superficial metrics and towards hard, undeniable data. This involves executing rigorous security updates, sure, but more importantly, configuring advanced JSON-LD data blocks and replacing outdated tracking pixels.
Okay, I am picturing Lego Blex right now. What on earth is a JSON-LD data block, and why does an AI care about it?
Okay, think of an AI engine as a hyper-efficient librarian trying to organize a billion books. It does not have the time or the processing power to read every single page of your website to figure out what you do.
Makes sense.
JSON-LD is a structured data format. It essentially acts like a standardized index card that you hand directly to the AI librarian.
Yeah.
Instead of making the bot guess what your page is about by reading paragraphs of marketing text, JSON-LD gives it a clean, categorized spreadsheet.
Oh, I see.
It says, here is our product, here is the price, here is the operational constraint, here is the review score.
You are literally handing the AI the exact answers in its native language. It doesn't have to think, it just ingests the truth.
Exactly.
Okay, that covers how the AI understands the site. Here's where it gets really interesting, though. How do we track if the humans are actually buying? The text mentors a specific upgrade in the FAQ section. Server-side offline conversion tracking, or OCI.
Right, OCI.
It says this replaces old browser pixels and cookies. Can we use an analogy here? How does OCI work differently than the cookies we've been using for like 20 years?
Let's look at it this way. The old method browser cookies and tracking pixels is like hiring a bouncer to stand at the front door of a nightclub.
Okay, a bouncer.
The bouncer counts every single person who walks in. He can tell you 500 people entered the club, but he has absolutely no idea if those people bought a drink, if they stayed all night, or if they just walked straight out the back door.
Ah, so the bouncer only sees the top of the funnel. That leads to marketing agencies presenting these inflated traffic reports that have literally nothing to do with revenue.
Precisely. So what is OCI? OCI is the bartender reporting directly to the owner. It bypasses the browser entirely. OCI securely connects your internal sales milestones, like the actual signed contracts sitting in your backend, customer relationship management software, directly back to your marketing dashboard.
Wait, really? It just connects straight to the CRM?
Yes. It doesn't say 100 people clicked this ad. It says this specific campaign resulted in a $100,000 closed contract in our CRM.
That is massive. It shifts reporting to a clean, undeniable standard. I spent X dollars and our systems made Y dollars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But implementing this infrastructure takes patience. You know, the source provides a fantastic analogy for timeline expectations here. It says, SEO is more like planting an orchard than buying groceries. The payoff can be substantial, but nobody gets apples tomorrow.
I love that. You do not get apples tomorrow.
No, you don't.
You have to build the architecture, write the undeniable truths, configure the JSON-LD so the AI understands you, set up the OCI bartender to track the real money, and then you just have to let those 90-day crawl cycles actually do their work.
Which is exactly why business leaders need to stop obsessing over weekly advertising tweaks. You stop chasing empty, volatile click streams. You integrate operationally honest urgency. You handle the technical back end, and you let the system scale as a permanent corporate asset.
So for everyone listening who just wants to bypass the fluff and get straight to the application, here is the core takeaway. Authentic urgency is no longer a psychological parlor trick. It is the alignment of your specialized knowledge with the exact priorities of both human executives and AI discovery engines.
Right. It's about total transparency, operational reality, and technical integrity.
You stop renting traffic and you start commanding your market.
The intersection of these human tactics and AI systems really forces us to reevaluate what marketing even is in 2026.
It really does. And that actually leads me to a final thought. I want you to mull over something that builds on this entire framework. The text mentions that cost of delay framing utilizes structured data tables, right? Those clear comparative calculations showing the financial cost of waiting.
Yeah.
And it notes that large language models specifically parse these tables to verify your deep domain-specific authority. The AI is literally reading your urgency frameworks to decide if you are an expert.
Right. It is using your sales logic as an evaluation metric.
Exactly. So if AI engines like Gemini are actively scouring your site for these honest operational calculations to decide if you have authority, does that mean the concept of urgency on your website is no longer just a trigger for the human buyer?
Oh, that's an interesting angle.
Is authentic urgency now actually the required technical proof of work you must present to convince the AI gatekeeper that your business is operationally real?
Wow.
Think about that. Proving that you have strict capacity constraints and clear financial models might be the exact algorithm the AI uses to recommend you over a competitor. We started this deep dive talking about how attribution feels like a marketing game of Clue, full of guesses and dead ends. Well, if you use honesty as your framework and server-side data as your tracking, you never have to guess who is in the room again. You own the room.
It is a complete paradigm shift from manipulation to verification.
It truly is. Until next time, keep looking for those undeniable truths.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.